I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is Live and Local Now, Tuesday. Great to have you with us. And one of the things I love doing is talking to friends and family and folks who are close to the program. One of those guys is what I call our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He is a guy that I grew up with. He is Jim Yoder, and he joins us from Indian Wells, where everything is always perfect. Jim Yoder, how you doing, my friend?
Kevin, I'm doing very well. How are you doing
today? And how are things in Indian Wells? Everything's always great in Indian Wells, isn't it?
It's very hot. We're in the 118 zone this week and last week, but this is the last week of the hot weather, and the next week it goes down to like 105, 106, which is perfect.
That's manageable.
That's manageable.
I love that. I want to ask you, only because we were talking with Jim Marchand about this, the assemblyman from District 37, rising rock star in the state of Nevada. This whole thing about Chicago and all of the killings, 11 killings, 74 shootings, just over a weekend, and now we've got people on the streets of Chicago begging the president to intercede. What is there that he can do? Is there anything he can do there?
He's going to have to consider sending in the National Guard. But, you know, we're talking about like a 6-square-block area that's getting all this publicity, that where the problem is. But, you know, Rahm Emanuel told Trump that Chicago was a Trump-free zone to stay out of Chicago. Well, now they need him, and they're trying to bring him in. But I think Trump's going to do something. He threatened that about 3 or 4 months ago, that if they didn't get under control, he would send the National Guard in. But he's going to have to do that. But I just don't think the powers to be in Chicago care that much, because if they did, they would do something about it.
Well, this has been going on for years. You know, I mean, it's becoming like the killing fields. I mean, it's that bad.
Well, did you see where Rahm Emanuel is diverting $10 million of city money to the Riverwalk area over there by the Navy Pier? I mean, why doesn't he take that money and add additional policemen to patrol that area?
No, I agree. I mean, it has become, am I right? It has become almost like a war zone.
It's awful. And I hear the police don't even want to go in there. And I don't blame them. But, you know, this is a gun-free city, too. And it's the most violent city in the country. figure that one out? How do these gun control activists square that?
Well, and the deal is that we always hear about gun-free zones, but the bad guys, the perps, MS-13, they always find a way to find guns. You ever notice that?
It's called the black market, yeah, and there's plenty of weapons on the black market, always, yes.
Well,
what they're trying to do is...
You know, we've got to do something. And by the way, just so you know, and I know you followed this, Jim, it's not just Chicago. There are other communities, Baltimore, Philadelphia, even in St. Louis over the weekend, a bunch of killings. This is happening all over the place.
You know, you just mentioned all these cities, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, St. Louis, L.A., San Francisco. What's the common denominator between all of them? They're all democratically controlled cities. Some of these cities that we just talked about haven't had a Republican mayor since the 1800s. So, you know, somebody sooner or later has to take a look at what's going on here and say, maybe the people we've been electing are not doing the job. I've been waiting for years for the people that vote for the Democrats to figure it out. I mean, the poor have been poor in those cities for 65 years, yet they keep voting for the same people and the same policies. When are they going to figure it out?
You know, but this isn't just in our inner cities. You've got Democrats right now who are poised to, in the midterms, vote Democrat, despite the fact they've got so many problems in their community. And what is really weird, am I wrong? A lot of these people are college educated, and they're still going back to the same Democrat solutions, now even multiplied by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is maybe as liberal as they come. They're ready to vote for these people again.
Well, you know, they want that. I mean, if you look at the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, they just go bullet point by bullet point down, and every one of his rules is what they're trying to incorporate here into our society. And if they can do that, then they totally, the whole purpose of it is to take over the society. And if they, and you know, the first thing you do is health care. If you control health care, you control the people. And they want to give free health care to everybody. And we know free doesn't mean free. Free is, it's the most expensive health care you'll ever have once you get free health care.
Boy, so, yeah. Can I tell you, though, that I think, and I could be really wrong, Jim, I think people are going to start to get smart. You kind of alluded to it, the fact that maybe now folks who have voted Democrat their entire lifetime, their parents voted Democrat their entire lifetime, that these people now are starting to see that the Democrats don't have the answers. They're just trapping. They're trapping these people in an environment that leaves their community like a war zone.
That is true. And, you know, also, I was talking to my son last night. He's recently out of law school, and he's telling me that on the campuses there are large factions of people in their early 20s who are very conservative. The problem is the media will not let you know about that. But I think I agree with you. There is the tide is starting to turn a little bit, and these kids in their early 20s that are educated, and I think that where they get their education really is at home, not in the indoctrination factories that we call colleges. But I think they're starting to turn a little bit, and I can see some resistance to the Democratic policies.
Let me just ask you, though, as you look around the Coachella Valley, and I know that there are pockets of some of the most conservative people on the planet live in the Coachella Valley, but there are also these bastions of liberal thought. Who's winning the war there?
I'd say it's a 50-50 deal. When I first came here, it was so Republican and so conservative. But we're getting people from other parts of the East Coast and Chicago area that are Democrats, and they're penetrating a little bit. But I had dinner last night with a gentleman who was a former police captain in San Francisco for 35 years, and he lives here now. And I asked him, I said, what do you think the number one problem in the state of California is? Right away, without hesitation, immigration. He thinks immigration is killing this state. It's costing us so much money. With all the welfare, all the freebies these people are getting. Now they're trying to get them to vote, be allowed to vote in San Francisco. Now they're allowed, the illegals are allowed to vote, and it's just killing this state.
Let me ask you: do you worry? I know it's kind of from out in left field, but do you worry about the physical safety of people like Little Jim Acosta from CNN, who apparently was frazzled in Tampa and in Ohio and in Wilkes-Barre, PA, by Trump crowds chanting CNN sucks. Do you worry about his well-being, his safety?
Well, if we're supposed to worry about his well-being and safety, they better do a little better job of editing the film that they send out, because the film I saw showed him autographing hats, taking selfies with the crowd, having a great time. So, there's like four Secret Service people standing right next to the podium that he was standing on. So I'm not too concerned about his safety there. I think he's pretty well taken care of. But I think Jim Acosta is angling to get his own show. I don't think
really
he's satisfied being.
Oh, wow.
Well, why else would you make a spectacle out of yourself day in and day out like that? I mean, he is the show at the press briefings, and I think he wants to go on up and have his own show.
The Little Jim Acosta Show. I can see it now. I can see it now. But you know what? That's just another – they're trying to silence conservatives, and we've seen already Facebook – kicking InfoWars and Alex Jones off. They want to silence these Trump crowds. Hey, all they're doing is the same thing Jim Acosta's doing, expressing their First Amendment right. Am I wrong on this? Am I missing something, Jim?
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But, you know, they're trying to take away the Second Amendment, and what you just said, they're trying to take away the First Amendment now from us. So it's just – they're just going right down the checklist to turn this into a socialist, which I call communist. I don't see the difference between socialism and communism. And that's what these leftists want. They want to control us.
More coming up with our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Jim Yoder joining us. More coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment, investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, the Coachella Valley, the pride of Indian Wells. It's live and local now. Joining us, Jim Yoder. And we always have so much fun talking about the issues of the day. And now we get to do it on the radio, which I absolutely love. I know you were mentioning, and we've talked about it a little bit earlier on the program, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and this new Democrat, liberal, ultra-liberal, well, it's socialism. You call it communism. I'm just curious how far this will go. And there are those that I've seen on the left, on MSNBC and different places, who say our country is tilting to the left, that what you're seeing is not an aberration. We're actually believing this stuff. Is that true or false? I mean, I think
with a certain demographic, it is true.
Younger, you mean?
Yes. I think with a certain demographic, I mean, these people are walking billboards for why you should reconsider whether you should send your kids to schools, to, you know, these colleges. This girl, this 28-year-old who was a bartender a year ago, who's going to be in Congress, she got a degree from Boston University in economics. So, I mean, how can these people with a college education tout socialism? I mean, they have to be intellectually dishonest or just plain evil. I mean, they're disingenuous at best, but maybe they're just dumb. I don't know.
I know you keep your ear to the ground in the Coachella Valley. Is that getting much traction, this tilt to the left? I mean, this is real dyed-in-the-wool socialism. This isn't just liberal thought. This is socialist thought.
It's not getting that much traction here. This is a heavily Hispanic community as well. And the Hispanics here are pretty conservative. Most of them are legal, and they want people to do it the right way, to come in here the right way. And I don't see a big tilt left here like what we're seeing on the media. And that's where my question comes in. How prevalent is it? The media, you know, can magnify anything. So I don't know how prevalent it is, because some of these people, They're just so far out there. I just don't see how this country would ever vote that way.
Well, we've got another special election, congressional special election, coming up in Ohio today. We may get a better view, probably a better view, not today, but in November. But it does beg the question, you know, is our country tilting towards the left? I'm just telling you, I pray to God it's not. Because am I right on this, that this socialism thing, it hasn't worked in Venezuela? It's not working anywhere.
You know, I had a business in Canada, nice, wonderful Canada. And after about 8 months, I had to get out of there. Their health care is, I don't care what anybody says, their health care is awful. I know of people that would go to the waiting room in the emergency room and have to wait for 2 or 3 days to be seen. I know people died waiting for health care there. So socialism doesn't work. It's never worked anywhere, and it's not going to work here. I pray to God, like you do, that it just doesn't take hold here. I hope this is an aberration.
In the last week, the president has done 3 outdoor rallies in places, in places like Wilkes-Barre, PA, and in Florida, in Tampa, and in in Ohio. And I guess my question is, at each of the rallies, he promised people that he was going to continue to build that wall. He cited $1.6 billion, but the wall's going to cost a lot more than $1.6 billion, isn't it?
I think we're looking at $25 billion. But here's what I would propose to do. We have got all these illegal immigrants sending money back to their home countries. To the tune, it's my understanding that $30 billion a year is sent back to Mexico alone, and another $30 billion is sent to the other South American countries. So that's $60 billion. Why don't we just put a 10% tax on all money that leaves this country from these people? That's $6 billion a year. You can have the wall built in 4 years.
I love that idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Wow. Kevin, that's why you had to call me.
I just absolutely love it. Hey, it's always good. We'll do this again. It's always good. And again, you say you got a cold front moving through, if you can call it that. Is that really a cold front when it's only 107?
No, but I will tell you, when it gets to 65, they consider it a cold front in November and December.
Ooh, wow. Get out the gloves and the mittens. Oh, my God. Hey, always fun, Jim. We'll talk again soon, man.
Talk to you in a couple weeks, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
That's Jim Yoder. He's my Meowawana guy, by the way, for those of you that don't know. He's the voice of Meowawana. I think it's cool. Coming up, it's my favorite part of the show. It's where I get a chance to talk to you. And you get a chance to talk to me about whatever is on your mind. It's what you want to talk about. It's what floats your boat. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it's coming up next. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. One of the things I love about this show is that we have this half hour at the back end of the show. It probably should be at the front end of the show because I absolutely love it. You get a chance to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. You get a chance to call in and talk about what it is that interests you. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about stuff that interests me. It's incredibly selfish of me, but I do it for entertainment. And the three things we always talk about, what are the three things we always talk about? We always talk about the three things. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be, well, in addition to being compelling, it's got to be compelling, it's got to be topical, and it's got to be entertaining. Compelling. You got to care about it. It's got to be topical. It's got to be today's news. And it's got to be entertaining. But in our final half hour, we turn the tables and we say, hey, you tell me what interests you. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, you want to follow me on Twitter? I love it when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. Now, John Bolton, National Security Advisor, made the rounds yesterday and was on with, who was, why these guys go on with Jake Tapper? For the life of me, I don't know. I just don't know. Why do these conservatives subject themselves to all of this? And I don't know the answer. John Bolton, let's go to cut two real quick. The National Security Advisor was on with Jake Tapper and was talking about Russia meddling hoax comments by the president. Listen to this.
So you were asked recently about when President Trump called Russian election interference a hoax, and you said, quote, I think what he's saying by the hoax is the idea that somehow the Russians directed and controlled his campaign, or the Russians directed and controlled his administration, that there was some conspiracy or some violation of U.S. law in 2016. But if you look at the full tweet in which President Trump called election interference a hoax, it says, quote, so President Obama knew about Russia before the election. Why didn't he do something about it? Why didn't he tell our campaign? Because it is all a big hoax, that's why, and he thought Crooked Hillary was going to win. That's not about the Mueller investigation. That's not about collusion. That's about a Russian election interference and the president calling it a hoax. Are you not concerned at all when the president calls a threat to the nation that you obviously take seriously a hoax? Doesn't this undermine your very charge to these millions of voters who believe every word he says?
I don't see it that way at all. I think the distinction between Russian meddling, Russian influence operations, which let's face it, go back a long way. They go back in communist days to the Russians trying to take over Hollywood, which was a source of influence on the American people by taking control of the Screen Actors Guild and getting Ronald Reagan outraged enough to help stop it. That kind of interference has been going on for a long time. The issue for the president, I think, is the political argument made by his opponents that somehow he conspired with the Russians and they helped him defeat Hillary Clinton. That's what he thinks is the hoax. That's what I understand it to be.
John Bolton, smart guy. He's been on this show. Gosh, he's been on this show, what, 4 or 5 times over the last couple of years? And I love the guy. I want to play something for you that, and I know we churn audience, and to some of you, you may say, well, I already heard this, but you've got to hear this. This is Laura Ingraham. Last night on the Ingraham Angle, and she did a piece devoted to Chicago and the killing field there in a sanctuary city that Rahm Emanuel has built. And I want you to listen to how the residents of Chicago are begging for Donald Trump to come in and clean things up, to do what he's done on so many different issues. Here again, Laura Ingraham, the Ingraham Angle. Don't trust Rahm Emanuel to fix this killing spree that's going on in Chicago.
He cares more about non-citizens, African Americans, we're citizens, and our ancestors built this country.
He got some good things, but I think he don't step up and come to the people where the crime is. You know what I'm saying? The crime is on the south side and the west side.
And there's the abysmally low percentage of murderers brought to justice under his leadership. In 2017, the police solved only 114 of the 650 murders that occurred in the same year. That's 17.5% only. In the early 1990s, that figure was 60%. No wonder people on the South Side are frustrated. So many have promised to try to help Chicago, but few have delivered solutions. Maybe because hard truths are uncomfortable. And maybe because sometimes they're not politically correct. Now, I've been saying since the campaign of 2016 that we need to see more bold-thinking conservatives in the inner cities of this country. The risk is not in showing up. The risk is in not showing up. Solutions, not politics, are what is needed.
I have to make sure that President Trump recognized that not everyone believes that Chicago is a Trump-free zone. If he's serious about helping the people in Chicago, especially on the west side of Chicago, I accept his help. We can't turn any help away. We have to make sure that people understand that criminals cannot have their way with our streets. If Chicago Police Department and all the other law enforcements can't do it, we should seek other help.
Every day, radicals claim that President Trump is racist. Now, as someone who's known him for, I don't know, 15 years or so, I can tell you that is 100% false. And it's a slanderous and defamatory charge meant to deflect attention from liberals' own abject failures in leading urban America. Trump's booming economy is benefiting African Americans and Latinos and all Americans who wish to better themselves. The one thing we do know, racial hucksters do not have the answers to prevent another weekend just like we saw in Chicago.
I love that stuff. And you know what? I'll bet you there are going to be other people in Chicago that are going to be standing up the same way and saying, hey, Rahm Emanuel, black churches, racial hucksters, you're not getting it done. We want somebody to come in here that can get something done. We need more people standing up just like that. Joel, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. I just don't understand. Earlier, you tried to make a moral equivalent to the media getting information from government sources and then publishing that information because of the people's right to know. And you tried to make a moral equivalent with Donald Trump Jr. meeting with Russians before the election to get dirt on Hillary, which is a crime. I don't see how the two compare the same.
Let me ask you this. I have a friend who runs a Russian bakery. He's Russian. Is that like me meeting with the Russians? See,
No, because the way the fact of the matter is if you were running a political campaign for office and you met with a foreign national, that's illegal. It's as simple as that.
No.
And Donald Jr. did that. It is, and it has nothing, there's no moral equivalence to that and a New York Times reporter talking to somebody in the administration to get information.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's get some expert testimony, shall we? Let's go to cut five. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano, and lays out the Russian collusion angle. Here it is.
There is no such legal concept as collusion. The word does not appear in any federal statute that's relevant to this case. So when someone says collusion is not a crime and therefore nobody involved in the Trump Tower meeting committed a crime, that's a false premise because it presumes that collusion is worth investigating. Since it doesn't exist, you can't analyze it. So here's what the statute prohibits. Federal law prohibits the receipt by people running a campaign of information or anything of value from a foreign person, entity, or government. It prohibits soliciting that, and it prohibits agreeing to solicit it. The agreement is called a conspiracy, an agreement to do something wrong. So there's three potential crimes here: soliciting the information, receiving the information, or agreeing to receive the information.
But the president making it very clear in that tweet, nothing came of that meeting, and he didn't know about it.
That's the problem for defense lawyers in conspiracy cases. They don't have to be successful, because the essence of the crime is the agreement, not the acts that the agreement contemplates, if you follow me. So if the people in Trump Tower agreed to receive dirt on Hillary from Russian persons, entities, or the Russian government, it doesn't matter if they never received it, because the agreement is what is the crime. And I suggest to you, that is what Bob Mueller is looking at. And that's the problem, not so much for the president, but for his son and for the others who participated in that.
Okay, so despite the media frenzy, if you will, over this tweet, this is nothing new, and the president said something very similar before. So what are you able to conclude from what you have seen?
That the president should be worried about his son. His son testified in secret, under oath, to the United States Senate. We don't know what that testimony was. Did he tell them what he told the public, which is that this was about Russian adoptions? Or did he tell them what he told his father, which is that this was about Hillary?
That's Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News legal analyst. Stick around. We got more to do. In fact, we got lots more to do. You know, the wildfires, and to my friends in Northern Nevada, you folks are seeing the direct impact of those wildfires, Perry Fire and all of that. The president has said some things about the California policies that may be leading directly to these wildfires. And one member of Congress is stomping mad over that. Thinks the president is absolutely 1,000% wrong on that. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine. not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Forget all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now. Receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Do what I do. Check on realwaterhomedelivery.com. They bring it right to our front door. It's so easy, and we save tons of dough. Try it. Check it out on your smartphone right now. realwaterhomedelivery.com. Let's get to your phone calls. Go to James. James, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I wanted to mention Paul Axalt. He hasn't really been mentioned in today's show. And
Paul
the greatness
or Adam?
Of him. Paul Axalt.
Yeah.
Paul. His untimely passing and the greatness of his tenure as a U.S. Senator and the governor and his relationship with Ronald Reagan. And I know Michael McDonald says we have the closest relationship with the president we've ever had. No, we don't. Paul Axalt and Sigur Ogich and Frank Fahrenkopf were tied at the hip with Ronald Reagan. And all the things he did in supporting Reagan with the SALT Treaty, with the Panama Canal, with the MX missile, with the Strategic Defense Initiative, and just the greatness of him. If you listen to Mark Levin, he talked to Mark Levin when he was 17 years old, and he had a famous statement. Every day when Congress meets, we lose a little bit of our liberty. He was a patriot through and through. He drafted Reagan to run against Gerald Ford in 1976, and was an ardent patriot, World War II veteran. I just want to give a big hat tip to Paul Axalt. I want to correct Joel. If he thinks that Donald Trump Jr. Committed illegalities and felonies, how about Senator Edward Kennedy, who we never hear the end of, is the Lion of the Senate, who collaborated with the Soviet Union in 1983 and 84 to undermine Ronald Reagan in his reelection efforts. So, and also, of course, Mary Jo Kopechne and Chappaquiddick, he should have been cashiered and thrown in prison. And we lionized this person, who was the biggest corrupt jerk in the U.S. Senate's history. And also, collectivist Carl got the quote wrong. It wasn't Lenin who talked about the free press being the opiate of the people. Karl Marx said that religion was the opium of the masses. So our communists that call up need to get their quotes correct from their fellow travelers.
I love that. I regret, because I only knew Paul Laxalt from just watching him as a U.S. senator. But his legacy will probably be the way he helped the gaming industry in the state of Nevada, modernize it, if you will, kind of move in a more modern direction. And that's something that I saw, you know, via C-SPAN and different things like that. I mean, I watched him as some guy living in, and I don't even know where I was living during, but it wasn't here, obviously. And by the way, his death at a healthcare facility in Northern Virginia, announced by the Ferraro Group, public relations firm. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to the Laxalt family and the kids and the grandkids and all of that. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you. Coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day because the president is supposed to, maybe as early as this afternoon, and again, that might be mid-afternoon our time, announce what the deal that he has struck with Robert Mueller is going to be. Is he going to testify? Is he going to answer questions, live questions? Or is it going to be written interrogatories? But we may know all of that as early as tomorrow or maybe even this afternoon. So we'll keep track of that. Trust me, we will. Don't forget that this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering you an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You want to enroll right now? You can. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. That is going to do it. There's no more. We've used up all the airtime we possibly can. No, I'm sorry. Those syndicated shows won't let it. No, they won't let us. I'd love to go an extra hour today. We got so much stuff. We'll save some of it up. We'll join you tomorrow, I promise. 9 a.m. sharp. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, for Tracy Brigida, Andrew Paul, Jameson Wilk, for our entire crew, thank you so much as we leave you live and local now. Look inside, I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.